What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Hello, and welcome to the Karsh and Anderson program. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, on Tuesday, August the 19th. Inching ever closer to football season, inching ever closer to postseason baseball. And good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning, Doug.
Anything exciting last night?
I mean, just what happened down at Comerica Park was exciting enough for all of us.
It's pretty awesome.
But that game was done like 9 o'clock, and then like, now what? Now what do I do? Flip it around.
I didn't catch much of the morning show today, unfortunately, but there weren't people still bitching about this team, are there?
No, I don't think so. I just saw something on social media about it.
And I was
reminded of last night when they had mentioned that Houston had lost the game on Sunday night. I'm like, I don't want people doing the yeah buts.
Well,
when it comes to this team right now, because it's the way to discount anything positive that happens, they throw a yeah but. And I was like, just stop.
Well, we still don't have freaker outers, do we? People who are freaking out?
I would hope not.
There's this team made us very uncomfortable, but there was a reason. You know, there's short-term results, long-term conclusions. There's long-term results, long-term conclusions. And I feel more comfortable with the longer-term results. But if you go with what your eyes showed us most recently, okay, the Tigers are winning the American League and going to the World Series. If you go with what your eyes showed us most recently. Hey, they are 8-3 in their last 11. They just smoked one of the teams that's challenging for them. Toronto, maybe Toronto's cooling off a little bit. It's Detroit's league to win, right? But I'm not going there. So they're a really good baseball team. And when they were losing a whole bunch, they weren't playing like it, but they were still a really good baseball team, and they're back to being a really good baseball team. And it's a product of... You know, the 6 months that led up to the dreadful few weeks that they were slow to pull out of. And the one thing about the team in the first half of the season, stress-free first half, always bounce back. And this bounce back isn't as definitive, but you got to love having Scuba go in tonight. And then the hands cut out for him against Hunter Brown. But at the end of the day, you know, they still have this gear in them. Like, even if you were one of the freak outers, you can look at that and say, hey, at least they still have that gear in them to go play the way they've played lately, including last night's win over a really good team. And do I care it was 10-0? I mean, 10-0 was fun and everything, but it only counts as one. It's no more different than those 2-1 wins over the White Sox. And people say, oh, it's only a run. Whatever. I mean, they're winning the games. They're winning more games than not. They're back to doing that. And they got themselves in a good spot here in the American League. I mean, they've now 4.5 games up on. If I look at, you know, winning the division is obviously the first thing they're trying to do. But if you look at that next goal, the next goal to me is be one of the top two seeds. I don't really care if you're the top seed or the second seed. Just be one of the top two seeds and get that bye and set up your pitching. Then I think they're going to be in really good shape, Scott. I still like this team. Liked them from the first series of the year, and I still like them now, and we liked them. I think you and I tried not to panic and tried to get people not to panic, but there was some panic.
There's some panic, yeah. And there's still, you know, plenty of games to go, 35 games or whatever it is left.
They'll probably have a losing streak or two.
Yeah, but they've got a comfortable lead in the division. They are playing much better baseball than they were 3 weeks ago, for sure. That's encouraging. we talked a little bit yesterday about Jack Flaherty and how kind of crazy his game log has been. Now it's seven starts, and his last seven starts, four have been against really good teams and three not good teams.
Mm-hmm.
The four starts against the good teams, he's been fantastic. The three starts against bad teams, he has not been. So last night was another, I mean, here you go. Seven shutout innings. He was a machine last night. He looked great. And after a lot of pitches in the first inning, settled down, got his stuff together, and just mowed him down. And,
great performance.
Yeah, and it sets everything else up. And last night felt like that was a game that the Tigers are playing almost every night in the first half of the season. Maybe a slow start, but then all of a sudden you get an inning and something happens and everybody starts to catch fire. They hit, three or four home runs last night, a couple of triples last night. And they were hitting on all cylinders, and that was very important for this team.
Well, there was a lot to like about last night's game. A lot to like. What was the best moment or thing that came out of last night's game? Gator? Let's do it now. 10 texts. What was the best thing or moment to come out of last night's game? Text us at 248-539-9797. Make sure you sign your text. Tell us what you loved about last night's game and why. I thought something was just fantastic, and I can't wait to talk about it. We'll see if anybody agrees. But what was the best thing out of last night's game? A 10-0 Tiger win. Tigers now back to the top spot in the American League. 4.5 clear of Houston for the first round bye. 8.5 up on Cleveland in the division. What was the best thing or moment to come out of last night's game? 248-539-9797. Lots to choose from. Get your texts in. Sign them. We'll read the 10 texts and tell you what ours was. Coming up today at 10:20 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.